Penguin Audio presents Grimspace by Anne Aguirre. Read by Susanna Duff. Chapter 1.
Are you afraid of falling, baby?
No, I'm afraid of landing. He's laughing and I'm smiling. Stupid idiot smile, don't you know what comes next? Wake! Wake now! I don't want to see this, not again. It's not helping me deal. This thing is broken. Oh no. No! I sit up, shuddering, shoving the dark mop of hair out of my face, and my fingers come away wet with sweat. With trembling hands, I yank the patch away from my skull. It hurts. But then, what doesn't? What the unit psych calls dream therapy, I call torture. Seems too cruel to do this to someone on purpose, and I know they're going to find a way to blame me for the tech malfunction. They always do. But it's not my fault they're using gear that should have been decommed after the Axis Wars. That's what I want to believe, but it's getting harder. There comes a point when you want to accept culpability simply because you're the only common denominator. So yeah, maybe it's my fault. I push to my feet, off the sleep mat, restless, haunted. Although they proved a long time ago that it's all just electromagnetic energy. Nothing spiritual. Nothing left of the soul. Nothing left of him. My AI asks, "Lights on, Sarantha Jax?" Such a polite unit spy. The fragging thing reports everything I do. Every time I roll over, probably every time I take a piss. Yeah, I tell it. And the soft yellow glow, simulated sunrise on the most hospitable of the tier worlds, fills my cell. Oh, they wouldn't call it a cell. These are my quarters, provided gratis while my unit assesses the damage to my psyche, decides whether I'm whole enough to run. But I'm incarcerated, even if I'm being watched by an AI instead of a hulking brute. There are prisons without bars and worlds without sunlight. I didn't know about either one until I joined the Corps. I pace 10 by 10, and when I reach the door, the AI inquires, "Shall I summon an escort for you, Sarantha Jax?"
No.
Wheeling away, I head back to the sleep mat and sit down, legs furled. To the AI, I'm sure it looks as though I'm meditating. In fact, I'm envisioning ways to execute something that is not technically alive. Perhaps the introduction of a virus into its system. I'll have to think about it some more. An escort. Clearly, I can't be trusted. If I were allowed to roam the station, I'd jump the first freighter I found bound for the outskirts. Desert. Frag my contract, and they can't let that happen. Not until they determine whether the accident was, in fact, my fault. And they won't let me go until they know whether my mind is fried and I can't run anymore. The first thing carries a prison sentence. I'll be shipped off to Whitefish before I hardly know the judgment's been handed down. It'll be some smug bastard who's never been off New Terra, hearing my case via uplink. I don't know if they've gotten to that point yet. Don't know if barristers are involved. I should be consulted for my defense if they make me stand civ trial. But since I am Corps, if it comes to that, they'll probably handle it internally. And in which case, I'll end up spaced. Yeah, I've got the J gene, and it's rare. But if it seems like it's my fault, that god-awful mess on Matins 4, they're going to make sure not a whisper of it gets out. Kai, he's dead already, so he isn't talking. This leaves me marching out an airlock to keep shit nice and quiet, keep the Corps squeaky clean. Funny, the shiny adverts that get us to sign on the dotted line never show what bastards the COs are. Thinking like that makes me sweat. Feel it running down the divots in my spine to pool in the small of my back, clamming beneath the air refreshers blowing down on me. Maybe it was my fault, but I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?